Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Frank Mittlerner of the University of California, Davis. Back with the greenhouse gas guru in just a moment. When you see feral rye rearing its ugly head over your wheat, you know your yields are in trouble. Feral rye not only steals nutrients and moisture, it takes money right out of your wallet. That's why you need the Coaxium Wheat Production System, driven by Aggressor Herbicide. It wipes out grassy weeds. Go to Coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
He's known as the greenhouse gas guru on Twitter. Dr. Frank Mittlerner, University of California, Davis, is a strong proponent in telling the story of sustainability for the beef cattle industry. And he pushed back against one of the founders of the Impossible Burger during an interview on NPR.
So the person I was on NPR 1A, that's the name of the show with, his name is Patrick Brown, is the founder and CEO of Impossible Burger. And obviously he has a beef with beef, so to say. And he said that beef is the most destructive technology on use on this planet today. And obviously I didn't agree with that. But he was extremely aggressive in that regards. And so I see people like him and others, activist groups and so on, depicting the beef industry as the worst environmental culprit in the world. I mean, this is, it's getting ridiculous.
The Impossible Burger, one of the more high-profile plant-based meat substitutes, and have actually provided the plant-based patties to White Castle for their Impossible Sliders. Dr. Mittlerner says those that want to denigrate beef in this country don't understand the success story that the U.S. beef industry has been putting together for years when it comes to sustainability and relatively low greenhouse gas emissions.
So, for example, on the beef side, we know that the beef supply chain from cradle to grave in the United States makes up 3.3% of all greenhouse gases, the transportation sector 28%, and so on. All fossil fuels consuming sector or industries together, 80%, 80, versus 3.3% on the beef side. So I think it's really a testament that great progress has been made in finding out what the impact is of the beef industry and what those pledges are for further reductions. But I think it is now high noon for that information to get out, because your special friends are claiming the opposite to being true. And they're using global numbers that are always higher than national numbers, because we are the leader in the world on the beef side. And if you compare us to Paraguay or Ethiopia, obviously we are, you know, way, way, way more advanced, the top performer globally. And what our special friends do is they use global averages. And then they tell people, stop eating meat if you want to improve your environmental footprint. And that's just wrong. They know it, but they use it, and the consumer is confused.
Dr. Mittlerner's had a chance to interact with a lot of folks regarding greenhouse gases, including recently the staff of AOC, Congresswoman Alexandria Cortez, who, of course, came up with the new Green Deal. He said it all was because he got on Twitter.
So about a year ago, I was asked why I'm not on Twitter. And at first I thought Twitter is just a ridiculous thing, but I learned that it's actually very effective. And so I saw her tweet on the cows and then responded with my own tweet, basically telling her that I feel that the criticism that she's placing is misplaced, and that indeed there are 800-pound gorillas that we should focus on. And I was very constructive, and 2 hours after I sent my tweet, hers were taken down. And a week later, her office contacted me, and then I had several follow-up communications with her team. And I feel that this is very, very encouraging. I feel it's very encouraging. Regardless of where we stand on which political side of the aisle, we just have to engage, particularly with people in urban centers, because they are the consumers that make buying decisions. And if they mention certain concerns, such as environmental footprint of what they eat, then we better listen, okay? And it's not a good idea for cattle producers to say, I don't believe in this, let me, you know, leave me alone with this. I think they need to highlight what we know their impacts are, what their commitments and pledges are for the future, and then they need to get credit for it. But their voices need to be heard now.
On Twitter, he's known as GHG Guru, the greenhouse gas guru, Dr. Frank Mittlerner. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show, July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.